Anderson Family.
Look, Mary, if your father finds a home to buy, he'll live out here from now on.
I don't see why he can't live where he wants, Oliver.
Now, that's not the point. From 2,000 miles away, he's a great guy.
I still think Father's old enough to know what he's doing.
He's old enough, but...
Never mind. I don't care to discuss it any further.
Uh-oh, here we go again, folks.
Now let's visit the Anderson family. Well, this whole thing started when Mary's father decided to stay on and buy a home near them and then send for Mary's mother. Oliver isn't enthusiastic about this, as he knows he can then say goodbye to privacy. In fact, right now, he's trying to discourage Mary's father from looking around for a home.
Well, you see, Oliver, I've been around a lot and, seen about everything, so now I'm ready to settle down.
With us?
Me, Oliver, you're sure a tonic.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, you can always cheer me up with your sage remarks.
Why don't you just wait till you can bring Mary's mother out? Maybe she'd like to look at the house before you buy.
Oh, shucks, she thinks my judgment's good enough.
Yeah, she's naive, all right.
And pretty, too.
Oh.
Yep, why, do you know Mary's mother don't look a day over 55?
Yeah, I know. How old is she?
Old? Let me see. She'll be 56 next month.
Just a kid. Well, look, Dad. Houses are pretty high. And if you waited...
Oh, no, Oliver. Ain't no more waiting. You know, I waited till I was earning enough to get married before I ever popped the question to Mary's mom.
Yeah, Mary told me you married late in life. Now, let's take the whole situation and go over it now. Look, houses are high.
Well, yeah, they are.
And the down payments are like the national debt.
Well, they're pretty high, all right.
So you see, Dad, I'm only thinking for your best interests.
Yeah. Well, you don't think I could find anything under $13,000?
Well, no, not with floors in it.
Well, maybe you're right, Oliver. Doggone it, you're always right.
Ah, good. I mean, you're being sensible about this thing, Dad.
Yeah, I guess it was a bit hasty, all right. Maybe I'd better wait till they come down a bit, huh?
Now, that's the talk. Maybe in 10 or 12 years, when we can get materials for houses, you could build some little 8 or 10 room house.
Yep, Oliver. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
8 or 10 years? Good gravy, Oliver. We wouldn't be seeing you for a long time that way.
Yeah, I know. That's true. But look how much happier you'd be.
Yep. You're as right as can be, Oliver.
Oh, Mary?
No, it's me, Junior.
Oh, Junior. Well, come right in here, son. Let's take a nice look at you.
Hi, Grandpa.
Where were you?
Oh, I was having a lot of fun, Pop. Sitting down at the real estate office listening to Mr. Belcher.
You didn't happen to see any goodbyes down there, did you?
Gee, yes, I sure did.
Junior, now, don't bother us now. We're talking about...
Oh, you see, you got a goodbye down there.
Now, look, he's just a kid, Dad. He wouldn't know. Run on, Junior.
What's the matter? Did I do something wrong, Pop?
Why, of course not. We just want to talk, is all. Run on now. I'll see you in a few minutes.
No, just a minute. Junior. What kind of place was this they was talking about, eh?
Well, let's see. There was 3 bedrooms, a fireplace, and a small yard.
Say, that's just what I'm looking for.
Now, wait, Dad. That'll probably run you about $20,000. That's too much money.
Oh, no, I think they said $13,000, Pop.
Oh. $13,000? Why, see, that's a buy.
Now, wait. Look, maybe it's run down. It's probably on a dirt road. Gophers in the front yard.
Oh, Oliver, listen here. For that money, I'd keep the gophers for pets. Mm.
Is there anything else, Pop?
Why, yes. But I'll have to take it up with you later.
Well, I think I'll run on down and see this here real estate fella.
Don't tell him I told you, Grandpa.
Oh, no. Nary a word, sonny. Nary a word. And thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Yes, Oliver's a great little fellow there. Yep, smart as a whip, sharp as a tack.
Yeah.
Well, you see, that's how these things work. From little acorns grow the mighty oaks.
I don't get it.
Oh, that's just a saying, Oliver. Oh, probably never heard of it yourself. Well, I'll run on down, Oliver. No need of your coming, though. I know my way back here.
Yeah, I know you do.
And I guess I'll just sit right down there before it's too late. Say, if you see Junior, though, tell him I forgot to thank you, will you?
Yes, I will. I'm going to see him right now.
Oh, hi, Pop. Hey, you want to see my model plane? Gee, it's sure going to be a swell job.
Yeah, it is.
What's wrong, Pop?
Look, Junior, we're going to have to get together on some signals or something around here, at least until Grandpa goes.
Oh, you mean while we eat?
No, I've fixed that. You and I are going to eat in the kitchen, and Mary will eat with him. He doesn't dare take everything away from a woman.
Well, gee, all you have to do is reach first,
Pop. That's not the point. After this, when you hear me working against something he wants or wants to do, you just say nothing, or else join in with me and back me up. Now, is that clear?
Did I do something wrong?
I'm afraid so. But just remember, when I give you the run-along routine, that's your exit.
Oh, I see what you mean. I shouldn't have told him about the house, huh?
Well, it would have been just as well if you hadn't.
Well, conference?
Hi, Mom. Come on in. You might as well let Mom in on this, too, Pop.
In on what, dear?
Why, nothing. We were just talking about how little boys should be seen and not heard too often.
Oh. Where's Dad?
On his way to the real estate company down the street.
No. And you let him go, Oliver?
I let him go. You know him better than that.
But we have to do something, Oliver. Mother doesn't want to move out here near us.
Your mother's a pretty swell person, Mary. Uses good judgment.
Why doesn't Grandma want to come too, Mom?
Now, wait a minute, Junior. That's enough.
My mother doesn't come here, darling, because she's afraid of the big, bad wolf.
That's me.
Oh, and now, Oliver, if you can spare a few minutes, I wish you'd round up Father and make him keep that money in his pocket.
Well, that's like asking him not to eat so much.
That's all right. Go get him and bring him home.
I'll try. But the man at the real estate office will hate me.
Oh, wait, dear. Maybe this is Dad now. Yes?
Is he in jail?
Quiet. Yes, this is Mary Anderson.
Tell him I'll come and pick him up.
Western Union? Yes, I'll take the message. Go ahead.
How do you ever get that far away so soon?
Oh, quiet, Oliver. Yes? Come home at once? Oh, thank you.
Well?
It's from Mother. She wants Dad to start home at once.
Well, I think we can arrange that.
Oh, now, just a minute, Oliver. Let me handle this and Dad's feelings won't be hurt.
Was that phone for me, Mom?
It was not.
Grandpa's leaving today, Junior.
Oh, gee, Mom. Just when he's helping me with my model plane.
I'll help you with it.
You don't know how, Pop.
Well, I can learn, can't I?
I don't think we're gaining anything this way, Oliver. The thing to do now is to find Dad.
Hey, I know. I'll bet he went down to Belcher's real estate office.
Well, if he did, I'll bet he owns a 40-foot lot facing a stone quarry.
Oh, no. You don't think that, do you, Oliver?
Well, he's got money with him, hasn't he?
How do you do, sir?
Oh, howdy, howdy. Say, you got any good buys in houses?
Oh, you want to buy?
Well, I might. See, I'm looking for a small shack, not too fancy.
So am I.
You mean you ain't got a house?
I got one, and I guess I'm lucky.
Oh, well, now, look, maybe you don't quite understand me. See, I'd like to get a small place where it's nice and quiet.
Oh, I see. You're new here, aren't you?
Well, yes, but hope to be permanent. Look, I got a down payment.
Well, now, let's see. Now, how much do you have?
Oh, I got about $1,500 on me.
How much more can you get?
You mean I need more?
Well, you'll want a house on the lot, won't you?
Oh, of course I'd want a house.
I wish I could help you.
Well, now listen. Junior Anderson mentioned a house you had for sale a few minutes ago.
Ah, that was a few minutes ago.
You mean it's sold?
It was such a good buy that the folks who sold it to me bought it back before they left.
Oh, he bought it, huh?
Yes, indeed, and I made them a very good deal on it.
Oh, here's my son-in-law. You know Oliver.
Oh, yes, but of course. Just step in, Oliver.
Well, I hate to break up a deal, but, Dad, your wife just wired for you to start home today.
She did? Say, anything wrong?
Not if you do as she says.
Oh, you lucky man, you.
Me?
Yes, you. I envy you, sir. Free as a bird. And all I do is stay here in this one place and do nothing but make money. Oh, it gets so monotonous.
Oh, well. We can't have everything. Come on, Dad.
Well, I guess that's the end of real estate for me, then.
You'll be back. Everyone comes back.
He's just kidding, Dad. Come on.
Well, it's mighty nice of you to show me the shortcut on the way home, Oliver.
Well, it'll save you about 50 miles, and it's better road. Yeah.
Safer, too, Dad.
Well, now, just don't worry about me, none. I'm just worrying about you folks getting back home. I could drive you back.
You could what?
You didn't know what you were saying, Dad. Is this the right way, Oliver?
Yeah. Drive to this corner, and I'll go in and ask.
You know, Mary, them small lots ain't for me. You know, I like a place where a feller can stretch his arms without hitting his next-door neighbor's fence. I like space. I like to look at the stars overhead.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm a man that likes a lot of room.
Pull in here now. I'll ask the man in his real estate office.
Yes, sir. Lots of lawn, maybe a couple acres.
Dad, Oliver says turn in here.
Sure, yeah. Just a minute. Get this thing here stopped. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man. I'll ask the man in his real estate office here. He'll know the right road.
Okay, I'll stretch my legs a bit too, Oliver.
I won't be but a second.
I'll go right in with you.
How do you do, sir?
Yes, sir. Come right in, boys. You'll find the maps on the wall. Pick out the one you want. We'll wrap it up.
Well, now, wait a minute. I just want to know the shortcut to the main highway here.
Oh, tourists, huh? Of course. You see that road to the right there?
Yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah, I see it.
Well, don't take that one. Lots of sand.
Don't take it, huh?
No, sir. I'll tell you what you do. You just take that first corner on your left.
Now, listen. You hear? Listen.
And you go right up through Triple Lakes into Paradise Park.
Paradise Park.
The greatest buy-in property today. Here, have a folder. They're free. You're under no obligation.
Good. Well, you see, we wasn't thinking of buying anything.
That's perfectly all right. You don't have to buy.
But is that road marked so we won't get lost?
He going alone?
We're going back to town. He's going on.
I can make it all right from here, Oliver.
Well, my partner will be here in a few minutes, and you can ride back to town with him. He's going right in.
Oh, that's swell.
And now, if you want to follow me, sir, I'll show you the shortcut. I have to go up to Paradise Park anyhow. Just follow me.
Well, now, that's right nice of you. Well, I'll tell Mary goodbye, and I'm on my way.
Did Grandpa get on the right road, Mom?
I'm sure he did, dear.
He can't get lost. Gee, he's been gone 3 hours already. Sure quiet around the house.
Hey, he's going to send me some postal cards along the way.
That shows how he thinks of other people.
Gee, he must be well on his way by this time. You know, I'll bet he would have bought something near here if that telegram hadn't come.
No, I think he just wanted to be doing something.
I bet it's your father.
Now, just be quiet. Mary Anderson speaking.
Oh, hiya, Mary.
Dad.
Hang it up.
Now, don't get excited, Mary. Nothing's wrong.
But Dad, did you get lost?
Nope, I didn't, Mary. But listen, I just wanted to call you and tell you I'd be home for supper.
You'll be home for supper? Where are you now?
I'm out to that real estate feller's office where I left you. And I just bought the cutest place you ever seen. Yes, sir, in Paradise Park.
And now back to the Anderson family. Mary's father was supposedly well on his way back home, and Oliver just started to draw a sigh of relief at the old man's departure when the phone rang announcing the fact that the father had bought a place in Paradise Park. Mary and Oliver have taken Junior and are driving up to the property where Mary's father is waiting for them.
I'll buy the joint from him this afternoon so he can leave.
Gee, what would you do up there, Pop? Live in it?
Well, look, Oliver, Father's over 21 and in his right mind.
I could give you an argument on that last one.
And if he wants to buy that place,
but
then...
But you said he was on his way home, Pop.
I thought he was. I should have taken him by the coast route.
Would that have done any good?
I doubt it. He'd probably have run into a good buy in a houseboat somewhere along the way.
There. Oliver, isn't that the real estate office?
Oh, yeah. Maybe he's waiting there for us. I'll pull him.
Yeah.
Hey, you folks, come on in.
That's Dad.
Yeah. How could you think it would be anyone else?
Shall I stay in the car, Pop?
Yeah, I guess so. Then if we have to go up the mountain, I can say you're used to our car. No doubt of his would make it with this load.
Well, I'm sure glad you made it, Mary.
Hello, Dad.
Hey, I thought you were going home.
Well, you see, I was, but this fella here in the real estate office showed me this place on the way up. Come on, get in my car and I'll take you up there.
No, Dad, you get in our car.
No, you get in mine. I already been up there and know how to make all them turns.
Listen, my car'll make turns too. Come on, get in.
Nope, I'm getting in mine now. Come on, saves time.
Well, I believe it would at that. Junior, you stay here in our car. And if we aren't back in 30 minutes, call the Boy Scouts and send them up in the bush.
See the place.
No, dear. You stay there in the shade. We'll be right back and then we'll go on home.
Oh, gee, Mom. I never have any fun.
Fun? You think this is fun?
Oh, now, Oliver, don't raise your voice.
Well, come on now. Get in, folks.
Now, please, say the place is nice, Oliver.
I haven't seen it.
Shh. I know, but say so anyhow. You know how Dad is.
Yeah, I know how Dad
is. All right, hop in and tie that rope on that door after you, Mary.
All right.
I'd better ride out here on the running board.
Oh, come on, Oliver. Get in.
No.
I'll sit on your lap.
All right, now. Now, there ain't nothing to worry about at all. Just take it easy and nothing's going to happen.
Tie it, Oliver.
It's tied.
Okay, then. Hang on, folks.
Contact. This the road?
Yep. They're going to fix it, the old man said.
Well, you're pretty close to this side, Dad.
Well, I gotta get over that way, I might. Them sharp curves takes a tight turn.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, Dad. You can't leave that fender laying back there.
Watch that, Oliver.
You can't leave that fender laying back there.
Oh, it ain't off. It's just loose.
You mean it was loose?
Oh, kind of shorn this road anyhow.
Oh, how much farther, Dad?
Well, this is Triple Lake here.
Triple Lake? I don't see any lake.
Well, you see, there ain't any, Mary. It's dry.
Oh.
Don't talk to him, Mary. Let him watch the road.
All right.
Yep. There's a wonderful view up here.
You say the name of this place is Paradise Park?
Yep.
Looks like Rock Junction.
Now, you just have patience. Now, it's right around this next bend.
Well, thank heavens for that.
Maybe this is a good place, Mary.
Huh?
I'm sure hard enough to get in and out of. Once a person gets up here, they won't go out to do much visiting.
Okay, now hang on, folks.
Who's hanging? I'm tied in. I
just hang on. I turn right up here. It's my own little private road.
Hang on, Mary.
I am.
Now, I got to rev her up a bit.
Rev her?
Made it.
Oh.
Let me get out of here. I'll walk the rest of the way.
Nope, we're right here.
Oh, where? Yes, of course. Why, Oliver, there are five houses here.
There are five
yep,
of them.
That's right, folks. Now, that's mine. See, right over there.
Where?
Ooh, a roof.
Yep, you'll be just simply crazy about it. It's so ma.
Well,
bottom will fall out of this car and run us to death someday.
Oh, we're not.
Watch out. Don't step on my bunion there.
All right,
I'm sure you can throw out and hook a rock or something to stop
get
this.
Get your knee out of the way. So
oh,
just a minute now, Mary. Don't climb over me.
All
take
right.
it easy.
There we are.
Squeezing like a mass of sardines in this thing.
There's the little beauty. Yep. See it, Oliver? Right up there, that little beauty. Oh. How you like it, eh?
Oh, my Dad, it's lovely. So quiet up here.
Well, I see you bought income property. What's that small house in the back of it there?
Oh, that. Well, you see, that's the pump house, Oliver.
Oh.
Yep, got a well up here.
Well, huh?
Yep, only way you can get water.
But won't you be lonely up here, Dad?
Oh, no, Mary. Them other folks up here are right friendly.
Oh. Yeah.
Yours is the only place with a well, huh?
Well, you don't think I bought it without water now, do you? Well, there she is, Oliver.
Yep, there she is.
What kind of architecture is it, Dad?
Well, now, Mary, the man said it leaned a bit toward the early American.
Oh.
Yeah, I can see where it leans there.
Dad, you did buy this place without Mother seeing it?
Well, I thought I'd make a little money in real estate before I went home.
Mm.
Make money? On this?
Yep.
Oh.
Well, you folks want to go in and see the inside?
Not right now, Dad. Junior's waiting for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, and he had a worried look on his face when we started out.
Mm. Okay. Then I'll just put up this sign here I painted, and I'll be ready to go.
Sign?
Oh, sure. It's just one of my little ways of making money. Oh. Well, I'll be right back, folks. Then we'll go back home.
To our house?
Of course, to our house.
What's he doing with that sign?
He's going to the pump house.
Probably wants to rent it furnished. Nice, quiet pump. Grand view.
Owner will rent free of charge to some happy couple. No children, no dogs, in exchange for only 60 hours work a week on place.
He couldn't get all that on a sign, dear.
And if he did, who'd see it up here?
He's putting it on the door.
Well, maybe he's ready to go now. Shall we tell him goodbye at the bottom of the hill?
We'll do no such thing.
Well, he wanted to go home, he did.
Well, he can't start out until tomorrow anyhow.
Shh, here he comes.
Well, shall we buzz?
Buzz?
Yeah, that's a fresh remark, son.
That's what I thought.
If one of them wisecracks, you wouldn't know nothing about. Well, let's get rolling now. And when we get to your house, I won't have long to wait.
Pass Grandpa the bread, Junior.
Bread? Oh, sure, here, Grandpa.
Yes, I believe we will have another slice there, sonny. And will you shove that butter down this way, Mary?
Butter? Oh, of course.
Look, Dad, would you mind telling us why you bought a joint up in the clouds?
Oh, just to make a little money before I leave tomorrow, Oliver.
But,
money?
Dad, no one will buy it.
I know that. A little more meat, please, Junior.
Meat? Oh, sure, here.
Wait, Junior, I'll pass it to him. And I'll take a piece as it goes by.
You should have saved your money, Dad. Mother will be so disappointed when she finds it.
Well, I got something up my sleeve, Mary.
Yeah, you have. That contract for the property up your sleeve and no money.
I only gave the man $1,000 down.
But, Dad, you threw the money away.
Oh, no. Not if my plans work out, it won't.
Maybe we can talk the real estate man out of his money, Mary.
Nope. He's got me tied up tighter than a tick.
Look, Dad. Would you like to take a plane home tomorrow? There's no way you could get off that.
Junior, the plane got it! That's a good one.
Well,
can't get off.
Dish left in the place. Now what?
Hey, I think maybe that's my party now, Oliver.
Your party?
Yeah.
I'll get it, Mary.
All right.
Is Mr. Johnson here?
Why, yes. He's my father-in-law.
Thank goodness I'm not too late.
It's the real estate man, Dad.
Oh, sure. I figured it would be. Sit down, Herman. What's on your mind?
Mr. Johnson, yeah. I made a mistake when I sold you that place.
Oh, is that so? Well, what's the matter? Is my money good?
Yes, it is. I'd like to give it back to you.
Grab it.
Just a minute, Oliver.
The other families came down to see me and said there was a sign on the well not to use the water under penalty of the law.
That's right. You see, I own that place and they're trespassing.
But, Mr. Johnson, they can't get water. It's solid rock up there.
Well, now, Herman, it's my property, ain't it?
Oh, you're perfectly within your rights, sir. Perfectly. But I've been authorized to buy the place back from you for $2,000.
Take it, Dad. Take it.
I kind of like the little place, Oliver.
Yeah. Dad, look, why don't you go lie down and let me handle this for you? You're tired.
No, I ain't.
Mr. Johnson, the other owners want to buy your place, so they'll be sure to get water. What is your best offer?
Well, sir, with car repairs and expenses, looking at it, I'd say I'll take a profit of $1,500 and pack up.
Very well. You sign your receipt back to me, releasing your equity, and I'll sign over a check to you for $2,500. Your $1,000 and the $1,500 bonus.
Let me get you a chair, Dad.
Chair? Oh, thanks, Oliver.
I'll close this window. You're in a draft, Dad.
I am. Thanks.
There you are, sir. $2,500. Yeah. Your check for $1,000 and mine for $1,500. Now, if you'll sign right here, the release from you.
Oh, yeah, right as can be.
Is the light all right there?
Fine.
All right.
There you are.
Now, I'll bid you good day. And Mr. Johnson, I want to thank you for your cooperation. That mistake will never happen again, I assure you.
Well, now, you've been right nice about it.
And a good day to you, sir.
Well, I'll just walk out of the car with you.
Ooh. Mom, Grandpa's rich!
Junior, please.
You heard the whole thing?
Oh, I'm thrilled to death, Oliver.
Now, we have to have some way to mail this money to your mother so he can't get a hold of it.
Quiet, Dad's coming back.
Oh, now.
Doggone it, I should have held up my price more. But, shucks, that Herman's such a good fella.
Oh, now, look, Dad. Why don't you just send Mother a money order for that?
No, just hold on a minute. You see, well, I ain't the kind of feller who comes and sponges off his in-laws. No, what? Sir.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, I figure if I hadn't have been here, I wouldn't have made this money. And, well, you folks have been so good putting up with me. Oh, sure you have. Make me feel so much at home.
I won't listen to it, Dad.
I will. Go on, Dad. You were saying?
Yeah, I was saying, what good is a little money if it don't do anybody no good? You see, I was wondering how I could do something to sort of repay you folks.
Oh, but, Dad, you don't owe us anything.
Wait a minute, Mary. Don't interrupt your dad. Go on, Dad.
Yeah. Well, as I was saying, you see, I'm getting rid of the car tomorrow, and I'm riding back home first class on a train.
Good.
Yeah, and if I figured that I'd leave half my profits here for you folks to kind of toss around and have some fun.
I wouldn't think of it, Dad.
Now, why do you try to spoil your dad's fun, Mary?
So now, if you don't mind, folks, I'm going to be on my way tomorrow, so I better turn in early.
Tomorrow? Well, maybe you'd better rest up longer than that, Dad. Maybe an extra day, huh?
Nope, Oliver. I'm leaving tomorrow. Ma's waiting for me, and she gets all head up if I'm late getting home.
Gee. Dad's a pretty nice guy, Mary.
You're not touching 1 cent of his money, Oliver.
Well, why? He wants us to take it.
Just the same, it's his money, and we don't want it.
Who doesn't?
I'm serious now, Oliver. Not 1 cent of that money.
I'm not going to have him go home disappointed. He wants us to have it, Mary.
Uh-oh, here we go again, folks.
The Anderson Family is written by Howard Swart, directed by Herb Litton, and features Dick Lane as Oliver, Louise Arthur as Mary, and Walter Tetley as Junior. Others in the cast were Herbert Rawlinson and Doug Young. Music by Gordon Kibbe, sound effects by Ray Erlenborn, and your announcer is Ken Peters. The Anderson Family is a Hollywood Broadcasters production, transcribed from Hollywood.